that we hand it over here for the moment, that you personally not be drawn into it, other than our quoting your statement of February 9, in which we took a very tough line on this, and then add that we have not had a full official report from Ambassador Kohler on exactly what happened and the measures taken by the Soviet government to ensure full protection, that he had informed the foreign ministry ahead of time on the reports that a demonstration was being organized. And
anything that's all right with me, just have George tell George Reedy what he ought to say.
Right.
Now, bear in mind in arriving at these conclusions that you're going to get plenty of reports from the Congress and from the country. And so we better step up Kohler and ask him to get a report, because they're going to be reporting.
Right.
They're really building it up with special bulletins. I've been watching every 30 minutes, and
right,
CBS has got them from Moscow. And their Moscow man does not leave a good impression. I don't know why they let it get out, but he says that 2,000 students got inside the embassy building, and that while they threw a few back and struggled with them, that they just went through like there was no line there. And I would think the reaction would be, would call for something from us pretty quickly, besides that we're waiting to hear report, and I'd sure get it as quick as I could.
Right.
Number one, I'd tell Reedy what to say, number two. And number three, I'd be as full and responsive as I can. Now, I want you and McNamara to meet and see what else we do after the white paper. It was good, but we've got to meet these things. The French and all of them are coming every day with the denunciations, and we've got to kind of get on the offensive there. I think you all ought to divide up the 5 days of the week, six, and one of you take two or three and the other take two or three and call them in and give them some kind of a news. Talked to Russ Wiggins last night.
Right.
And the newspaper association's about ready to move on the ground. We're not giving them enough. So I would just set an unusual, unprecedented record for two things: conferring with Fulbright and meeting with the press.
Right. Well, now I have a speech tonight in New York. I have a background of tomorrow afternoon here with the reporters. I have a press conference in Cleveland on Saturday and a half-hour TV on Sunday. So for the next three or four days, I've got a number of chances to get out.
I would say that to them at the first meeting, or I would put out your list of what you're to your press man, Greenfield, so it can show that you're doing it, and it's on the record, and it's
right,
congealed there.
Right.
And I think that we've got to take steps to inform the military abroad, maybe Lemonster, if you want to send Wheeler over. I think you ought to have Tom Finletter do it. If you don't, well, you can send George Ball over. If he doesn't go see the Gaul, where I have to see Coup again. I think that we ought to see the diplomats here, divide them up where you can see the Germans and the British and some in one group and the French in another group. Tom Mann ought to see some of the Americans.
Well, I thought that I would meet with the Latin Americans tomorrow afternoon. We're also getting together the ambassadors of countries who have personnel in South Vietnam. There'd be more than a dozen of those. And that will...
But the folks here that represent other capitals are not necessarily in line with what we're doing. They're giving you an awfully whipping, just an awful whipping.
Right.
Everybody talks to them.
Right.
And I think that if we could just say to them that we think that... You give them your Manchuria stuff, and you give them your Munich stuff, and then you say, now, it's not a question of what just happens today. If we do it today, we just step back to Thailand. We don't come home. And pretty soon, it becomes so strong that even we doubt that India could hold. And if you get 700 million here and 700 million more, you see what kind of a world you're living in. And they already have visions of that, and all the commentators are saying that this morning, that if these Buddhists run us out, tell us to go home, that this could be the result. And I think I would tell these diplomats that so that they could get back and say to their folks that this is not just a spontaneous, impetuous movement of Mr. Rusk and McNamara and LeMay and Johnson, but these people really are worried. We're not getting much help from you, not asking much, but we want you to know what actuates us. We've been 15 months this administration, and we've been criticized a lot, taking a lot of pressure, and haven't killed many people. And but when they come in and start murdering the soldiers and just keep coming and bringing these boats in, I don't know what your government would do, but my guess is you'd respond. And I just think we've got to get it to some people besides the friendly ones.
Right.
So they can get a story back to some of their people. These damn French are just running us out of the country. I got a letter from Harry Byrd last night demanding we review all of our treaties and all of our agreements and give him some kind of an indication of what they provide that could improve our balance of payments. So there's going to be some speeches on that up there on negotiations, and I think that we just got to get our best experts with you and McNamara to see what the situation is with France. I'd like to have a good picture. I'd like to know how much they owe us from World War I. Somebody told me it's $5.6 billion.
I just got that information.
I wish I could get a good treatment of that. Then I'd like to get some outstanding expert. Maybe the Abe Shays type or something as a special job, see what it is we could do quietly. And make McNamara agree to it with his troops and other things. I just think we've got to do some little something. They're just shoving us around and we compliment them. I don't mean attack war on them. I just mean make a few little nibbles, anything we can do to improve it, because they're wrecking us on our money thing.
All right, so we'll get right at it.
Okay.
All right. Oh, now, hello, Mr. President.